I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 1 in 8 people worldwide are malnourished, and every 4 seconds, somebody starves to death. New U.S. legislation is tackling global hunger head-on. Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans says the Global Food Security Act of 2013 is built on biblical truth.
God is a God who loves the poor, and you know, he desires both spiritual and physical well-being.
The act gives foreign food aid a protected place in the U.S. budget.
A really small percentage of your tax dollar, less than 0.5%, goes to programs like this. That is a very small amount of money, but crucial that it not be cut further.
It's a law that would help groups like Food for the Hungry bring physical and spiritual food to the nations.
This isn't passing out fish for a day. This is teaching people to fish for a lifetime.
Pray that this legislation would pass. You can find more ways to help at missionnetworknews.org. And India is seeing another round of worse-than-normal flooding. This time, it's in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh. India Partners' Donna Glass says they're sending aid to 26 villages.
With the floodwaters, the villages are cut off, and so the only transportation in or out is by boat.
Earlier this month, an India Partners team visited Andhra Pradesh to hold water, sanitation, and hygiene training. Those villagers are putting what they learned to use in bringing help to the flood victims. Since the training is built on biblical principles, it creates a platform to share Christ.
It definitely has an opportunity to open up more for the gospel to come in.
Less than $20 can help a family. You can get connected through missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.